welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. What a day for a Health Science and Energy Show. Here it is once again, the middle of the month in March. I can't believe the month has already gone by. Those of you that watch the camera, because you know I have a live video camera that goes on these paintings that change like Dorian Gray, you'll notice that the fidelity is quite a bit better. We got an amazing camera here. It's instantaneous. However, I look gray because it has an infrared section. Unless I'm lit, I look like a ghost. So I am the ghost host. But the most, I want to thank you all out there for making this the number one show on the internet, Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, in over 104 countries. I want to welcome our listeners in Tampa, Florida, and I know I've become the voice of Tampa Bay, all the above-the-ground radio listeners down there. Thank you for being loyal. Now, I guess you've been listening to me for almost 8 months. Tonight's guest is a little strange, very strange, because she comes from Michigan. Anybody that comes from Michigan is just plain weird. You have to have strange karma to come from Michigan. Of course, I'm from Ann Arbor. She's from nearby, where was it, Shania? Kalamazoo?
Kalamazoo.
Yeah, there you go. So, Shania Pelka is a nutritionist. She works with children. She's a mother. She does a lot of stuff. I'm eating her candy bars right now because they are not full of sugar. And we're going to talk about some of her products. She has some adrenal products we're going to talk about tonight. A whole bunch of stuff. So, anyhow, I'd like to welcome my young guest here, Shania Pelka. How are you doing there?
I'm great. Thank you for having me on.
So you having a little bit of fun yet? Or are you scared to death?
Oh, I'm having fun.
Oh, good. So tell us a little bit about, other than the fact that everybody knows you're from Michigan, and that's a couple of strikes against you, but I've been used to it all my life. Tell us about what you do and where you come from and how you got into what you're doing now and what you've done in the past. My audience always likes to know the background of the guests because when they come back on, it's like this big family out here in radio land.
All right. Well, I am a nutritionist, and I started a consulting business in Michigan. And through the consulting business, I was able to kind of assess more what was needed out there as far as supplements are concerned. And I had so many clients that were just tired of the products that they were taking. And I'm a very impulsive person. I kind of just one day said, you know what, I'm going to make my own formulas. I really didn't have any thoughts on how I was going to do it, what I was going to do after I made these formulas. But that's just kind of how I am, and I guess it's good that I didn't actually know what was involved. So I proceeded to create my first formula. It's actually called Ultra Scoops, and it is a powdered all-in-one vitamin, mineral, antioxidant greens, and a protein blend. I had so many clients that were tired of taking handfuls of different things every day and poor absorption, the wrong forms. And so that I created it, grabbed a business credit card, and all of a sudden I had a garage filled with these supplements and had no idea what I was going to do with it. And that's kind of how I started.
That sounds pretty good to me. So, so you started in your garage. I think I started Theradyne in my garage 32 years ago. And then
wow.
I think you the garage. Yeah. So
yeah,
tell us about your first formula. How did you get the idea from it? What were the nutrients in it? Do you remember?
Yeah, I mean, my first formula is just basically the all-inclusive. You know, I knew exactly what I wanted everyone to be taking, my clients in general, to be taking on a daily basis, plus the antioxidants.
What did you want them to take?
Well, I wanted them to get their the right amounts of their vitamins in the right forms and the chelated minerals with the right forms and the right amounts and greens. I think greens are really important, plus the enzymes.
When you take greens, what are the greens that you take? What are some of your
favorites? Chlorella is my favorite of the greens. It's really balancing and alkalizing and detoxifying, and it can grab heavy metals from the system. And I think so many of us are burdened with heavy metals, especially mercury. So I just added a lot of these things that I thought would be good to take on a daily basis.
Yeah, I know that one of my thoughts about vitamins is, and I'm when I was back in New York, there was this rumor, you know, the guys that worked in the sewer back there, we used to see a lot of one-a-day vitamin formulas undigested in the sewers.
Exactly.
And that led me, because of the gelatin capsules, they don't break down.
Mm-hmm.
And it led me to believe, it's a fact, that most vitamins, you correct me if you think I'm wrong, this is my opinion, I'd say 98% of the vitamins that are out there in the supermarkets don't work. In the health food stores, I think probably 75% don't work. Having been to many NNFA, National Nutritional Association meetings, having worked in the industry, I saw a long time ago a lot of greed from these bigger manufacturers. They get up
mm-hmm.
to a certain point, and they really don't care anymore. They're making money hand over fist, and as a result, people don't get anything. And then you mentioned that you were chelating. For my listeners out there, what that means is a Greek word means to cleave or to claw, and that means that we take a mineral and put it in a protein substance so that it can be absorbed by the body. Otherwise, the mineral might just pass through. It costs money to do that, so anytime you have a chelated formula, it's going to be twice as much right off the bat as any other formula having the same ingredients because it works. Does that make any sense to you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep, so, you're exactly true. And I see that a lot of these big companies, they put all of their money in marketing.
That's what they do. And then they take their junky vitamins. Universities will pick them up, and they run these stupid tests and say, "Oh, vitamins don't make any difference." Of course not, because they don't go to a real, formulator and use real vitamins and do a real test. They just want to come up with something because the universities, remember, are supported by the drug companies, donations, and so therefore vitamins can't work. Is that right? So we have a big political agenda here too, I think. What do you think?
It's very political. I agree, and I have learned so much about this industry over the last couple of years. It's kind of been a crash course in business for me because I didn't really take any business classes in college, and so this has been a great learning experience for me.
What did you take in college?
Well, I studied biology and psychology. I actually wanted to go to med school.
Darn good start. I mean, at least you had a direction. I know a lot of kids that can't get beyond anything, and they just take a bland course of everything, and nothing really works. So what did you study? How long did you take biology?
Well, I did my undergrad in I majored in biology and psychology. I actually got pregnant with my first child when I was 20, which is why I decided not to go to med school. I just didn't really want to leave him to do that, so that's when I began to study nutrition, and I got my master's in nutrition, and I'm so happy I did that instead. I feel so much more fulfilled.
Yeah, that's amazing. I mean, you really applied yourself, and you have some kind of a great background in the stuff that you do. You know, it was really cute because I talked to Shania the other day, and she says, "Now, Dr. Bell, I'm going to be a little nervous on the show because you're going to make me explain some of these difficult ingredients and formulas." And I said, "No, I'm not going to do that." And it sounds to me like you might get me in a corner and make me look stupid. So I think
it's
around here. Is that possible? Uh-huh.
No. Oh, no.
You didn't turn it around on me now. You were ambushing. This is not ambush by Shania. How do you say your name? Shanias? Is that my saying that right or right?
Shania, like without the sound.
Okay, I'm sorry, Shania. All right. It's actually
it's Navajo Indian, and it means wind.
Wow, I like that. Are you part
Thank
Indian?
Thank you. No, I'm not. I'm Polish and German.
Wow, well, I'm German and Scotch, but I
think okay.
Well, Michigan and Germans, I guess they end up there. You know, I don't know how I got this. I'm like the Heinz 57. You know. So anyhow, tell us more about your formulation. I want to hear more about that. Let's talk about the adrenal side of it. We were talking about that. Another thing we talked about on the phone I want to bring up is junk food and children and attitude. That's kind of where I'd like to go if you want to go there with me.
Yeah. You want to start at that?
Yeah.
very passionate. I'm very passionate about what our children eat because I have three children, and I am able to see firsthand the junk that these kids are eating today, and I see firsthand what it does to them.
Yeah.
And it's really sad. I think I was telling you that I brought my son and a couple of his friends to the mall on a Saturday afternoon, and by 2 p.m., one of the kids was crying because he had such a bad headache. And his adrenals are just shot because he consumed sugar.
How old was this child, by the way, Shoshana? How old was he?
He is 11 years old.
11 years old, and he's got adrenal stress.
He has adrenal
fatigue. That would be all right in a 60- or 70-year-old. It's bad for an 11-year-old. He never goes to McDonald's, right?
Oh, this boy goes to McDonald's all the time. He consumes sodas at, I say pop because I'm from Michigan, but I think you guys
say
that's
sodas. Okay. I say it, soda pop.
Okay, soda pop. Sodas with all of his meals and candy. And so the only thing that could make his headache go away was he went and bought a Coke. And then
wow.
He was fine.
Now explain chemically, what do you think happened when it made his headache go away? Why did the Coke work?
Well, because it's artificially stimulating his adrenal glands, so he's going to be okay for, you know, another couple hours until he has that energy crash from the sugar and the caffeine wearing off, and then he's just going to be right back where he started.
Yeah, and now let me just take this a step further, and this is important for you people listening out there that have kids. Probably the headache was created by a toxic buildup in the body anyway, right?
Exactly.
And when the adrenals are stimulated, the blood is rushing through the brain fast enough so that it's not dislodging the, the particles of the heavy metal poisoning this kid probably has, and all the other stuff is stored up in there, God only knows what. But when the adrenals drop, the body relaxes and these things come out in the bloodstream. Does that make any kind of sense to you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. And so most kids, I think a lot of kids out there have heavy metal poisoning just from one area, just a tiny little gray area, and that would be because a lot of these soda pops are in cans, right?
Oh, yep, aluminum cans.
And now, pardon me if I'm wrong, ladies and gentlemen out there listening, but we know that Coca-Cola can burn a hole in a piece of metal, and so if Coca-Cola is in a metal can, seems to me like it is eating up the can anyway, and I would just bet that if you took a Coca-Cola and left it on the shelf for 20 years, that before 10 years went by, there'd be a hole in the can and the Coca-Cola would leak out. Does that make sense?
I would agree with that.
Huh?
I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah. So
it can dissolve a nail.
Yeah, exactly. And obviously the stomach's got a lot of strong, alkaline action to deal with that, but unfortunately when you use up the alkaloids in your body, then your whole body becomes acid, and now you're subject to every disease that comes along, including all the seasonal flus that all these kids always get in these schools. So just getting the pH balance in the school children will probably eliminate 50% of the seasonal flus that they bring home to mom and pop. But realizing that came from the contaminated Coca-Cola can is a little over the top of most adults, parents, of you. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, sugar alone, if you take a look at an immune cell in a petri dish and you give it sugar, they can't fight anything for like the next 6 to 8 hours.
Yeah, and that's pretty amazing. So,
it's amazing. Nobody realizes that. I have parents ask me all the time.
Most people, like you're saying, like kids in school, have sugar in their system pretty much until they go to bed at night. I mean, they get up in the morning, they may not have it. And that's one thing I'll bring up to the audience out there that you and I were discussing the other day, and that is that I, years ago, had formulated a protein powder using barley malt sweetener for the sweetness of it, which is not a sugar. And for children, is a protein powder so that when you weaned the child from breastfeeding until it could eat, crushed, mashed vegetables or whatever you should feed it, or meat, what some people would do. I've been a vegetarian most of my life, but... if you didn't do that, what happened was there was a lot of things like Sego and all these formulas out there for just after breastfeeding for these children. They're full of sugar. Sugar contains 12 carbon atoms, which breaks down to 9 carbon atoms, which is ethanol. And the body won't metabolize it until it's 6 carbon atoms, where it's simple sucrose or glucose. So at the end of the day, what happens is children become alcoholics at an early age because they were prone to, by being weaned from the breast and moving into society with all this junk food, they've got a huge amount of alcohol in their systems. And by the time they get to be 13 or 14, the alcohol is just like the next step. They're almost having a craving for it, and they never had a drink yet. And I know for many years of attending AA myself that I've seen kids come to our meetings, because I was an alcoholic for a long time, still am, but sober.
Okay.
I went through that. I'm talking about experience. I didn't start at 13 or 14 years old. I started, you know, in my 30s. I was a late bloomer, you know, into the alcohol scene. But it does get a hold of you, and it's sad because, you know, a lot of these kids in our schools, not only are they pre-diabetic, but they're also on their way to become alcoholics. You know, what do you think? Huh?
I agree, and I think
yeah.
It all has to do with the adrenals. I mean, you're going to crave the sugar, you're going to crave the alcohol. That's the only thing that can keep you going.
Now, tell us about your adrenal formula, because that's one of the first things that you brought up, and I haven't tried it yet, but I'd like to know more about how does it work and what's it got in it.
Oh, it's an incredible formula with the balancing herbs. The first herb in it is ashwagandha, which is actually one of my very favorite herbs.
Ashwagandha,
astragalus, ginger, rhodiola, cordyceps. It's an amazing, it just makes you feel so balanced. It helps your immune system. It gives you energy throughout the day, yet it doesn't make you jittery. It helps you sleep at night. It helps you deal with stress. It has helped me so much because I'm a type A personality, and with 3 kids and a business, and I tend to do too many things. I used to be prone to panic attacks. I went through a time period in my life where I was just doing too much and only sleeping a couple hours of sleep a night. And every time I got in the grocery store checkout lane, I would have a panic attack.
Wow.
And it was horrible. I had no idea what was wrong with me, and it was my adrenals. And ever since I began taking these herbs, it's amazing. I don't get caught up in the stress. I just feel so balanced, and I have had the most amazing testimonials. I've had people email me and tell me that I've saved them. I've had people with chronic bronchitis for years tell me that it's gone now. And
this is from the adrenals.
Their adrenals were weak, and you can't have a healthy life if your adrenals are weak.
Well, yeah, you know, are you familiar with the mechanics of bronchitis and some of these other diseases you're mentioning at all?
Yes, I am.
Okay, go ahead and explain some of them to the people out there. Sounds like you should be a doctor. When are you going to be Dr. Pelka? What do we have to do to get you to get yourself a... You should go back and finish your medical degree. Just get a naturopathic degree.
You know what? I have a lot of things that I want to do. I'm halfway through with my PhD, but
what's your PhD on now?
My nutrition.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, I'm amazed. I think you're pretty brilliant. I've only gotten to know you here a few minutes, but I'm impressed.
You're so nice. But actually, I want to go to acupuncture school.
Nice. Believe me, Shania, I'm not nice. There's a lot of guests that come on here think I'm pretty bad. I appreciate truth, and I appreciate wisdom, and I appreciate knowledge, and I appreciate, you know, people that have a drive to make a difference, to help others. That makes me nice. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do.
I'm from Michigan. I remember that. I'm a little wiggly. But go ahead.
And you're from Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor.
And you went to the University of Michigan.
That's right.
So I'm going to let you explain it.
No. I'm going to let you do it because you're smarter than I am. I already know that. Because you got these formulas, this adrenal formula. And I we'll put your phone number out there in a while, but, because we had your website up for a couple of weeks. But explain to the people how your adrenal formula helps, you know, all these different conditions, especially with the older people, how that works. just a little bit, nothing heavy, you know, because, you know, I'm not too bright, and they aren't either, you know, everybody out there.
Well, basically, when your adrenals are low, you don't have enough of the right hormones to even have an immune system.
Right.
So it's really common to find people who have allergies or who have asthma or who have just these chronic coughs and nothing will get rid of them. No matter what type of immune-supporting mechanism they take, they're still going to be sick because the underlying cause is the low adrenals. And
right.
I actually find, on top of being sick, I don't know how many people you know that have adult-onset allergies.
Well, pretty much everybody.
It's really common to have adult-onset allergies when you have low adrenals. And I've seen people who have to be on prednisone, so their adrenals were suppressed, and then they're undergoing adrenal fatigue, and then all of a sudden they have allergies, and
right.
they have asthma.
Right.
And it's all linked together.
Now, what do you think about arthritis in the adrenal formula?
I think it's linked also. I think arthritis can be caused by so many things. I mean, heavy metal poisoning, toxins, food allergies are a big one. Lack of proper diet. I mean, too much sugar, too much. I think you need an anti-inflammatory diet. And so many of these people have a diet that's just causing inflammation, like the high sugar and the wrong types of fats. I think that's a big thing. People are eating these trans fats and hydrogenated oils, and it's just causing inflammation in their body.
Yeah, I agree with that. So do you ever get people that have arthritis that take your adrenal formula and call back and say it helped them?
You know what? I have a couple people who do have arthritis and are taking my formula, and they say that they just feel really good.
Do they get any reduction of swelling in the joints?
You know what? I have had people, actually, they're taking my adrenals and my scoops.
Right.
So they're also getting the high antioxidants and the greens. And so
that's what you call your
is,
vitamin formula?
The Ultra Scoops, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I struggled with the name for that for a while, and I'm still not totally happy with it, but...
Scoop, you call it Scoop.
Scoops, yeah. Because it's two scoops a day.
Makes me think of ice cream now.
It does.
Yeah, that might be pretty smart. You know, if you can make people think of junk food and give them something that's nutritious, you might be onto something here.
Exactly. Yeah, it tastes very good because it's sweetened with stevia, and
wow.
People are amazed. It doesn't look good because it's green, and, you know, people will walk up to it and say, oh, I don't want to try this. But
is it like a powder or a tablet?
Yeah, it's a powder. It's a powder. So you can shake it up with water. You can make a smoothie. I actually like it with almond milk. I think it's really good.
You got to send me some of that down here. I got to have some of that.
I think that's brilliant.
You don't have to do any encapsulation or any compression where you lose enzymes to take it. You just have it in a powder and you just put it in something. That's brilliant.
Yeah, and you're absorbing a heck of a lot more. So.
And how does it taste?
Great. It really does. My kids beg me for it.
Wow. Well, could you describe the taste?
Well, it depends on what you mix it with. It's just a vanilla flavor.
Okay, so it's a vanilla flavor. So I can
get
out of McDonald's and dump it in my, you know, super-sized McDonald's shake.
Actually, I have some people who take it with orange sherbet. These are not health food people. They just take it, you know, they're, of course, taking it with a bunch of sugar, and so they're probably not absorbing everything anyways. But my kids drink it with orange juice. I do some fresh-squeezed orange juice, and they say... they just love it, and I've had people tell me that it tastes like an orange Julius when it's mixed with
orange
juice.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. What kinds of ingredients do you have in your scoop formula?
What are all the ingredients?
Yeah, what's in it?
That's the one that we were talking about, though, with the vitamins and the chelated minerals, and I've got a lot of aloe vera in there, and chlorella, and a couple of the grasses, and then the enzymes, and I've got... grapeseed extract and alpha-lipoic and N-acetylcysteine, which are the antioxidants.
Right.
It's kind of just your basic one a day with you know, with extra benefits. And then it has brown rice protein.
What is that again? I beg your pardon?
And it's got brown rice protein with it.
Okay. Yeah. So it's got some B complex to it, too.
It does have
B complex. Well, B complex is found in brown rice along with other stuff. So what does this formula cost? If one of the listeners out there want to buy this or anything, well, we've only covered two products. What is the price on it, and how do they
get the website out?
Because a lot of people don't have a computer. Well, they have a computer to listen to us in some cases. Some down in Florida don't even have that. They're listening to us on the air. So give us your website and your phone number, how they can order these things and the price.
Oh, wow.
Huh?
My website is www.svpnutritionals.com.
Yeah,
or
is,
you can reach it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I want everybody to Sam Victor Paul Nutritionals. SamVictorPaulNutritionals.com.
Okay, yep. Or you can also get to it via www.activexbars.com. And those are my organic bars. You know what? I don't know my 1-800 number off the top of my head.
You don't.
But I can give you it's area code 951-566-7800.
Don't feel bad about your 800 number. I know one of mine. There's others that I have I don't know. I remember when I ordered them that I knew them, but I don't keep track of them all, you know, so don't feel bad. People from Michigan, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, are not very good with numbers. We're good with facts, but numbers kind of get away from us sometimes, right? I'm covering your backside on. You better agree with
me. Well, yeah. Okay, yes. Numbers. Names also sometimes are bad for me.
Yeah, I have problems with names all the time, you know. Even I couldn't get your name right, but I have it now, you know.
Okay, well, good. You did good.
I tried to compare you with Shania Twain or something because you look, well, I think you're better looking than she is, but at the same time, you know, the name is similar. So that's how brain dead I am, you know. So anyway, let's talk about the kids a little bit and depression. You know, we have a lot of that. Now, let me tell you an experience I had. I was at the Wilton School System out here in Los Angeles, a very large school system. And I ran into a situation where being a manufacturer of meditation equipment, we have these very large 8-foot-sized pyramids that go over your bed. People sleep in them. I know that's new to you, but some people know about things. The school system, the superintendent came to one of my seminars and decided to take a bunch of these 8-foot pyramids and put them in their classrooms. And with these pyramids in the classroom, we could take the kids off of, because they put you in the alpha state when you're in them, so we could take the kids off of the drug Ritalin that they were on. And when we got down to why kids were on Ritalin, it was because they were full of sugar, and therefore their body was producing huge amounts of alcohol, and therefore they're pretty much loaded when they come in, you know, on the Ritalin, and so they're hyperactive. They just can't slow down. So I said to the school principal, I said, well, why don't we go out and counsel the parents instead of having to put these pyramids in here? Why don't we just counsel these parents on getting them off sugar and a decent diet? And to my surprise, and I know you're in Southern California here, this is a few years ago, she told me that we can't make those suggestions to the parents, but otherwise the school goes into a liability and can be sued. I was shocked to hear that we could not... recommend to the parents to get the kids off producing and ethanol-producing foods so they wouldn't have to take Ritalin. We couldn't suggest that or the school would have been sued. That was a few years ago, but that was my first wake-up call, probably once again to drug money controlling, you know, over-the-counter prescription drug money. Controlling.
Wow. That's amazing.
You've been down that road yet?
I have a little bit. I had to, my kids' school in Michigan, we've only been out in California for a year, and they have...
You're brand new out here. Whoa, you're brand new out here, aren't you? Whoa.
I am.
Wow.
I love the weather.
Yeah, you like the weather. You like the earthquake?
I like the weather, yes.
How do you like the earthquake?
Oh, I haven't felt one yet.
Oh, we're going to have to conjure up an earthquake for you. Would you like one?
Just a small one. A small one would be
I'll give you a magnitude 4 or 5. How's that?
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes. I I was working with the special ed class, and you know what these kids eat. I mean, I remember one girl in particular. She was very overweight and had so many behavior problems, and she every night for dinner would eat like a whole tub of Kentucky Fried Chicken, and then she would get whatever she wanted, usually a big tub of ice cream.
Wow.
And I said to these teachers, I'm like, can I counsel these people and just help them, because their kids could have a chance if they were given the proper nutrients and not so much sugar. And they just kind of, they said it was a bad idea. And so I wasn't able to talk to any of the parents, and I really wanted to.
Yeah.
But I know
what'd
there's a lot of
it?
Politics involved.
Yeah, exactly. I know the politics. So that was a little bit of a wake-up call, wasn't it?
That was. And you know what? My son said something really interesting. My son's 10, and he said, Mom, I don't want to change the way we eat, but I just wish everybody else ate like we did.
Yeah, it's very humble.
And it's
very heartfelt comment, you know.
It's hard on him. It's hard on my kids. To see what other kids are eating, and sometimes, you know, our food is weird, and, you know, somebody might make fun of something that they're eating, and my son, especially, who is Mr. Cool, doesn't want to be different.
Yeah. Yeah, but he is, I mean, does your son eat meat at all, or is he a vegetarian?
No.
No,
we're vegetarians. Once in a while, the kids will have some shrimp. We're not 100% vegetarians.
But 99%.
Yeah. Once in a great while, they'll have some shrimp. But they really don't like it. I mean, they love salads. They love salads.
Yeah,
and
me too.
They love nut.
On the air. Go ahead. Yeah.
they love nut butters, and they love their raw nuts and seeds, and they love. They could probably live on black beans and salads and nuts.
Yeah, no, I could do that too. A little cheese, though. Got to have a little cheese on the black beans, melted.
Yes,
we have a place
a
down
bit.
Here. Have you ever come down to Laguna Beach?
I've never been to Laguna Beach.
Oh my God, where do you live, in Santa Monica or somewhere up there?
No, I'm way out. I'm in the Temecula area.
Oh, okay. Well, you're south of here then.
Yeah, oh. I'm southeast, kind of in the middle of nowhere. So.
What are you doing there?
It was
cheaper.
Is that
where your husband works?
No, it's not. It was just cheaper. I can't afford to live in Laguna Beach.
Well, it's not about affording to live in Laguna Beach. I moved here a long time ago, before you were born almost. But, I mean, and houses were cheap then. You could rent a house here for $300 a month in those days.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I paid $65,000 for my house. In
1970, wow.
You know what it's worth now? You don't want to
How much?
Know.
I can't even imagine.
$1.3 billion or something. So if I sold it, what would I do? I'd be homeless. I'd be moving down to Temecula. That's what would happen.
Or you'd be moving to a different state. You'd be moving to like Texas or something.
Yeah, I mean, the taxes, the property tax, it's never changed. There isn't any. The property tax, if this house sold to the next individual, would have been higher than my highest house payment ever was.
Wow.
Yeah, so I came out here a little ahead of the curve.
Yeah, you're lucky.
Yeah, not really, because I hated real estate. I had a chance to buy all kinds of other real estate, and I didn't want to own anything. One of my friends kind of forced me into this deal. You know, it was kind of weird. I was not a materialistic person. I'm still not, but I've accumulated a lot of stuff. You accumulate things because I became a collector. You know what I mean? So I collected a lot of stuff, and I got a lot of things here, a lot of antiques and motorcycles and all kinds of other stuff that I accumulated over the years. But you need to come up here. I'd like to meet you at some point.
I would love to.
You need to go up to Laguna Beach. Yeah, come on up. Bring your family. Yeah, it'd be good.
I would love to. I've heard a lot about Laguna Beach. A lot of stars and fun things to see.
Yeah, it's cool, and there's some good vegetarian, you know, oriented restaurants here in town. They're not 100% vegetarian anymore. They used to be, but unfortunately, the rent here on the real estate, you know, restaurant level, got to be so high that they have to, you know, kind of cater to everybody. But there were some great vegetarian restaurants here in the old days.
Okay.
So anyway,
I should get my bars into some of those restaurants.
Yeah, now that would be smart, and I'll tell you, there's two or three places here in town that would sell. Let's talk about the bars, by the way, because I've been taking these things. Now, I guess I've not been eating the best one, because I've been eating, I don't know which, the peanut butter one, but I did have one of those almond ones, I think, with raspberry.
Oh, the cashew berry dream.
Yeah, now, I got to tell you something. My girlfriend, Mikkel, her family has never eaten meat, ever, and she's never had it in her life, and they're very much down on any kind of nutritional bars. So I ordered your bars, and I put them, we have a downstairs refrigerator, you know, that kind of where you come in from through the garage and you put the heavy stuff and you come up to the upstairs refrigerator. So I put those down there. But she found the bars. You know, I sort of didn't want to advertise because I like those late at night, you know. I get the munchies. And your bars are great because I can eat one of those things and not get up in the morning with a pot belly. And so she found them. She found them. You can't hide stuff from a girl too long. I'm sure you have this feel the same way. And yeah. I said to her, well, the way I knew she found them is she came up the stairs one night. She was eating one of your bars. Now, we're talking a real critical person here. She's really sensitive, and she's eating your candy bar. And I've never seen her eat anybody's before. Her mom is a naturopath and a very famous consultant. And Mikkel is too, but her mom's been doing it for a lot longer than Mikkel has. And so she knows her bars, and even the mother recommends these candy bars, not yours, but others, because she doesn't know about yours. And Mikkel won't even eat those that her mom recommends, yet she's eating yours.
Wow.
So I said to her, I says, why are you eating that bar? She says, because I looked at the ingredients, and they're good. This is, you know, I think these bars, you know, most bars are bad and trashy, but these are good, and I'm eating them. And so now she eats a lot of them, you know.
That's
an intro to your bar.
Is wonderful to know. You know, I just did the big trade show last weekend, the Natural Products Expo in Anaheim, and
yeah.
I had a booth there, and it can be very overwhelming because I walk in and I'm like, oh my gosh, who am I to think that I can compete with all of these, you know, multi-million-dollar companies with my, you know, three SKUs of bars? And it was amazing. My booth was packed the whole time. I had so many people say these are the cleanest bars I've seen, and people were impressed because there's only 9 grams of sugars, low glycemic index, and I had a lot of people say, you know, I had given up on bars until
I'm one of those people. I don't like the taste of the other bars. I don't like that it gives me some kind of a feeling. I don't want to rush or anything. I just want to feel, you know, status quo. You know what I mean? I don't want my energy to drop.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I got. Yeah, that's amazing. Did you get a lot of orders?
I did. I had. It was an amazing show. I mean, the bars just got picked up by Amazon.com, and I have about 20 pages of paperwork to fill out before we can actually follow through with that. But
I sell stuff over there. It takes a while, but it's a good place to be.
It is, yeah. And I have, you know, a lot of people interested in some bigger store chains and distributors. I just got a really big order from a distributor in Canada, and my first really, truly big order, so I was just really excited.
Yeah. Well, pretty soon you'll be living in Laguna, won't you? Huh? You've been out
that
here
That
would
be
year?
Nice.
Well, how long have you been making the bars?
The bars are brand new. I started in September, but I kind of had the packaging was kind of bad, and there were some mistakes. So basically, these new bars are only like a little over a month old.
And you're getting big orders already.
I am. I'm in like 90 small chain stores right now. And then, I just got a 5,000 bar order. So that's my big order. And I think once Amazon.com takes off and I had a couple of really big buyers, I have a pretty good appointment next week. So we'll see.
Sounds like you're quite a business girl.
I'm learning as I go. It's been a crash course in business.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's good for you. I didn't take much in business because I was a rocket scientist and intelligence expert, and then I got into nutrition because my body was falling apart, and I fixed myself up and got really healthy. And the exuberance, I think they pick up on the exuberance and, you know, the energy that we are, because we are, when we're from Michigan, we can be like great conquerors, you know what I mean? I think Alexander the Great, for example, actually came from Michigan. How we behave after we make all these millions of dollars, which I can see you're about to do. Give yourself about 5 years and you're going to be more, you know, richer than the guy that started Famous Amos, if you remember that story. So, you know, back in my sugar days, I was hooked on Famous Amos, those little chocolate chip cookies.
Okay.
Yeah, they're horrible for you. I agree. They'll kill you. They'll put you in the grave. But I guarantee you, they started up here in L.A. and then they went off. It's amazing if you get, you know, the candy bar business being, you know, nutritional bar business is big. And I can, you know, at some point I'll suggest to you or Tom Brandon over there some other shows you should do. Because I know about three or four shows. There's one in Chicago, a couple others around you should do. Four or five shows a year, and you won't be able to, you're going to have to hire a lot of people. So then you're going to get to the next level of problems that I've always had is getting good employees out here. Maybe down there where you are, you can find people that are reliable. But up here in Laguna Beach, all we have is trust funders, alcoholics, or drug addicts that are available for the workforce. So I have to import people from that place over the, you know, to find the real people, because they're, you know, employees is a big challenge once your business starts to take off. Maybe you already know that. Have you run other businesses before, or this is your first one?
This is definitely my first one, and I'm at the point where I really could use help, because, I mean, I do everything from, like, the product development to, you know, the calling of the stores to the shipping and the packing and the taking orders, and I have to, you know, do the product liability insurance, and, I mean, every single aspect of the company I do on my own right now.
Yeah, so you need to get some help. Yeah.
I do, because my living room is like a big packing area right now. You can hardly even walk in it. So I'll need some help soon.
That's cute. You know, that's really good. I love to bring somebody on my show that's a success story in the beginning and the happening, because I guarantee you're going to do really well. And I guess you got some new bars coming out too, some new flavors or whatever.
I just, my new flavor is coconut.
Wow, now that's a good one. I used to be an almond, was it Almond Joy or Almond something?
Yeah.
Remember those? They were really bad for you. In Michigan, we ate those, you know?
I remember those. I do.
Yeah, now that had the coconut in it and the nut on the top and the coconut chocolate in the middle, and that was the cool stuff. So coconut, remember, coconut is lecithin. Lecithin makes your brain work. So this will be good for college kids. Huh? You know about lecithin. Yeah.
I sure do. I've got lecithin in my scoops also.
Wow. Yeah, see, that's very important to have lecithin, you know, in anything. I take PC lecithin every day. I take about 2,000 international units minimal per day of that stuff. And so my friends were asking me the other day, have your brain, you know, one of my friends over at Langley was calling me up, and he says, he's about my homeboy from Ann Arbor, he's a little younger than me, 10 years, and he's saying, don't you notice that your brain just doesn't function like it used to? And I say, yeah. I says, you know, the problem I'm having with it now, not functioning, it runs too fast. I remember too much. You know, it's too efficient. I wish it was a little screwed up like it was. He says, you got to be kidding. You know, he says, you're going the wrong way with this. And I says, no, this is the way I'm going. And I know that PCLSism is a big thing. It activates phosphorus in the brain. It does a lot of neat stuff. So tell us about the bar overall. You know, the kids like them?
Oh, they love them. I actually have them. I have neighbor kids who will knock on my door with like a couple dollars in their hand and say, can I buy a bar, please? It's really sweet. Everybody loves them. And they just don't taste like they're good for you, but they're really good for you. I mean, they're gooey, and people say that the almond butter one especially just tastes like cookie dough. And the kids call the peanut butter one peanut butter ice cream.
Yeah, no, I think, well, if I were to have a chocolate malt, I would say it tastes like it's good for me, okay? Because I know it does taste like it's good for me, but really it's not good for me. So if I have one of your bars, I say it tastes as good as a chocolate malt, so it's good for me. But in this case, it really is. And that's how I am. This is Dr. Bell. You know, I'm from Michigan. I can do that stuff.
It is very good for you, and it's low in sugars. It's sweetened with raw agave, so the glycemic index is low. And a lot of those organic bars have dates or date paste as their first ingredient, and the sugars are like 24 grams, and you take a bite, and you have that sugar rush, and then you have a crash. And with these bars, you just don't.
Yeah.
It's loaded with good fat.
Yeah. This is, explain this again. Once, slow down for a second. Explain to the people, because you just covered it really fast, very carefully, why your bars, and this is, I'm behind you on this, are better, because I have tried, I go to Mother's health food stores out here in California, and I've tried these other bars, and they don't work for me. So explain very slowly and break some of this stuff down, why, what the difference is in the ingredients and the taste, and why yours are better, because I know they're better. Do it
again.
Thank you. I've got to do it again.
Okay, the first ingredient in my bars is, we'll take the almond butter one, for instance. The first ingredient is raw almond butter.
Right.
The first ingredient in most other organic bars is dates or date paste. And, dates are great, but they have a very high glycemic index, and you take a
Explain what glycemic index means.
It's just how fast the sugar enters your bloodstream, and it just raises your blood sugar really fast. And
which is very bad for the insulin levels in the body.
Exactly, and you're stressing your adrenals there, so you're going to have a crash in like an hour or two.
Right, which is not good, because that's a lack of oxygen to the brain, and that's unhealthy. Called brain degeneration. Now go ahead. I'm just backing you up here.
Oh yeah, no, it's very unhealthy. And raw agave is something with a low glycemic index, and it's safe for a lot of diabetics also. It's a sweetener that I feel okay giving to my children, and I can tell because I'm really sensitive, and I never have an energy crash. And I actually eat a cashew berry bar for breakfast. I've been eating three of these bars a day. I eat like one of each flavor. I have them all over my house, so I can eat them all the time. And
showing off. Show off. The Michigan great kid. Go ahead.
Yeah. People will say to me, "Well, look at how much fat is in these. How could you eat three of these a day?" And I try to explain the difference between good fats and bad fats. And
break that down a little bit. Saturated and unsaturated. Explain that to them a little bit.
Yeah, I mean the unsaturated fats from raw nuts and seeds, they're good fats, and you need fat. Every cell membrane in your body needs fat, and a lot of people in this society are fat phobic. They think they shouldn't have any fat, and if something has a lot of fat, then they shouldn't eat it. And a lot of these fat-free products are just loaded with preservatives and junk, so it would be worse for you to. And a lot of times to try to use the fat-free items. I mean, fat's natural. It's natural. And a lot of fats now are hydrogenated. You get the trans fats just kind of like they alter the chemical structures of the fats to keep them shelf-stable. And that damages our cells and causes accelerated aging and cancers. And so those are the kind of fats you need to avoid, and a lot of saturated fat you need to avoid also. You basically want your brain cells to stay fluid, and if you eat too much saturated fat, your brain cells are not going to be fluid, and you're not going to think as fast, you're not going to react as fast, and it kind of goes with what you were saying about keeping your brain young.
Exactly. Are you working on a book now yet?
I'm halfway through a child nutrition book, but as you can see, I start a lot of things,
Michigan people finish things. We start too much, but we get it all done. We usually alienate our family because we're working on it all the time, but we get it done, right?
I do. I put the kids to bed. I mean, I'm very active. I coach, their teams, and I'm very active in their school and volunteering. And but then I put them to bed, and I am on the computer, for a long time every night. So I don't really have a life right now.
Yeah, well, you do have a life right now because you're on Dr. Fred Bell's show.
Oh,
so you're sharing your life
with
a lot of people out there tonight. So now you have a life. Now what are you going to do with it?
What am I going to do with it? I love helping people. It makes me so happy.
Yeah, you're doing a good job. You're helping me. I like what you got to say. I like your bars. And I know you're an example of what you do. You're not exactly overweight, are you?
I'm not overweight. No, I'm small. I'm only 5 feet and about 100 pounds. So.
Well, that's perfect. Yeah, it's the perfect size, the perfect weight.
Yeah, I wish I was a little taller, but I always wear the little wedge shoes, so I look a little bit taller.
Yeah. Well, that's okay, but because if you were got too tall, you'd freak people out with your energy. You do a
lot
of
I can fit in. I could fit in small places, so.
Yeah, there you go. So you're convenient, you know. They can put you where we want. Put you over there in the corner. You can blend that in, right?
Yes, you're right.
Yeah, I think everybody ought to go to your website and look, see a picture of you. You really are a picture of beauty and exuberance and energy, and I think you have a very nice image, and I think from my views of what I've seen, you're really doing some great work here, you know. And you know, to run a business like this, just being a mom, a mother, because I raised three daughters, and I know for a fact that just that part of it could take up your whole life. The fact that you're getting a successful business off the ground, helping not only your family but other families, is brilliant. I mean, you've got to have something extra going for you than the normal person because you actually care. I mean, you really, you live, you walk the walk and you talk the talk, and that's really important. That's the kind of people I like to have on my shows that are examples of what they do. So what are your plans for the future?
You know what? I am.
Huh?
I am taking it one day at a time right now. I don't know what's going to happen. And I mean, I have more plans of product development, but I don't have the money yet for it. And I'm just kind of waiting. Maybe I'll go to acupuncture school. Maybe I'll open a clinic. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Yeah, that's great. You're pretty young, and you got a whole world ahead of you. Well, you'll make a few $1 million, I feel, in the next couple of years easily, you know. Then you'll have
plenty of
money.
Well, I hope you're right.
Oh, I know you. Believe me, I know how this nutritional world works. I've been in it for 30-some years. And you've told me enough to, and I've used your products, one of them, and I know you're going to be quite successful because you already are. And that's my attitude, too. You wake up. My attitude is this, you know, I did a bunch of stuff today. And I didn't finish about, say, half of it. So tomorrow I'm going to finish the other half of it. Tomorrow comes, and if I get 10% of what I thought I was going to do tomorrow, that's good. Because there's a whole bunch of new things that's going to open up tomorrow, and I thought I was going to finish up today. You never finish up today. You know, that's the first thing I've learned. You just go on and you go on, and you try to honor your commitments and be truthful. And that's the way success works. It's unpredictable. And that's I think the whole way that success works is you accept the unpredictability and get your ego out of the way. And that sounds like what you're doing.
It's, you know, at first I took things way too personally, and I would have like an extreme high one day and then an extreme low one day. And I'm taking it one day at a time. And I think I've just learned a lot, and I have a better attitude about it. And I know that I'm not going to be able to please everybody, and you know, that's life.
Yeah, no, that's true, because a lot of people, and I've learned this, because I've got in my business, I've got millions of clients, and I've learned that over the years, a lot of people don't want to be pleased. They're pleased by not being pleased. And that runs through the whole strata of society in many countries, you know, all different countries. I used to think that there were peculiarities between Americans and Germans or English or people in South America, but not really. Humanity runs a pretty much straight line on the emotional level, a straight line on the emotion, you know, the physical level, and a straight line on the background. The only thing that makes people approach those straight line issues, to me, this is my view, is their cultural experience, and that's where the different nationalities comes into play. So when you get down to business, if you have a product, it works, and people notice it, and they can share it with their friends. You don't even have a language barrier anymore. Because I always tell people, what's better than a good feeling? You know what I mean? That's all I've ever been able to convey to anyone.
Yeah.
Is that good?
That's true. That is. Yeah.
Yeah. So when are you going to have your book finished? Let me apologize to him, all right? Hello, you there? Yeah, Shania, I guess we had some callers tonight. I don't understand the beeping process like quite a few. So I apologize to the callers out there. Do you have an email address?
I do.
Email her. I guess you really stirred up a lot. You're going to get a lot of calls from this show. What's your email address?
My email address is S as in Sam, V as in Victor, Pelka, P-E-L-K-A, at ca.rr.com.
Okay. And your phone number?
Area code. Oh, actually, let me get the 1-866-690-1874.
And your email address, I mean your website address.
You can do www.activexbars.com, or you can do www.svpnutritionals.com.
Okay, there you go. End of the day, end of the show.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no, you're hot. You're going to be amazing. My address, my email address is fredbell@pyridine.com. I apologize for not understanding. We've got BBS Radio is growing so fast that I don't know when a caller comes anymore. I've been looking over here at the email thing that this fast chat room, and I see now that I can't get through. Your numbers, they're both busy the whole show. And a lot of people try to call in. I apologize, but we're getting there. Do you want to come back on the show again?
I would love to.
Yeah, so we'll bring you back on the show again, and you'll probably have your book out in the next few weeks, right?
Sure.
You haven't gotten to the point where it's burning your brain out yet. I know, I can tell. But it will soon.
You know what? It's kind of started to get that way. I'm halfway through, and I had an unrealistic deadline, and I just decided to give myself some more time.
Authors always have that. Okay, authors, yeah. Actors, and writers have unrealistic deadlines. Okay, so that's welcome to Hollywood, even though you're not here yet, but that's how it works. So anyhow, this has been Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show. We left out the Hot Rod to Hell sequence because I think that Shanae's information was more important than telling people to go to hell in these businesses and things that we all get screwed over. So you'd understand what this is, Shanae. We have a Hot Rod to Hell issue every night where, you know, we slam people that get hurt by big business. You know, big business hurts a lot of people. We take samples, and that's what we do. So I actually skipped that tonight. I've got a lot to catch up on because we've had some really good shows lately, but eventually I'll get to that again. And I really want to thank you again, and my love goes out to your husband and your family. And you've got my phone number. Come up here in Laguna Beach and visit or something for afternoon or whatever.
I will.
Yeah,
I
and
will.
And really, I think I don't need to say good luck with you. I think I need to tell you to break a leg because I think you're already successful, and you haven't even realized it yet. And a few more of these shows, and you know, and good luck finding some help out there because you're going to need it. You're going to need a lot of help. Believe me, you can't do this by yourself. You're already in the point where you need to look for some help. All right, that's the end of the show.
Thank you. Have
and
a good
we'll
night.
Talk to my audience. Thank you for making this one of the best shows on BBS and one of the best shows in the world. And I'll talk to you next Friday night on my other show. Good night. Thank you.
I love you.